Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, January 7th, 2023. Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did you do it expeditiously?
I did.
Yeah, I found it to be pretty straightforward for a Saturday.
I would have to agree.
I did it in 32 minutes.
I did it in 2033.
Wow.
But then I had help.
Right.
We did it together,
mm-hmm.
our youngest and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on fire. He was really, he did about half of it.
When you say he was on fire, does that refer to 49 across, the early flat screen plasma TV?
No,
different kind of fire?
I got that one.
Uh-huh.
But he knew 38 across. He's a mensch. Stand-up guy,
mm-hmm.
and he knew about shrooms, and he knew about, he didn't know about meeple. That was one neither one of us had heard of.
Which
43
one?
Down. Human-shaped board game piece is called a meeple.
Yeah, I don't recognize that at all.
Uh-huh, but yeah, oh. that's sort of something new. I read about it in Wordplay.
Mm-hmm.
It's shaped like a person. It's called a meeple. And, of course, he got 55 across. I thought of a joke about blank, but it's too corny. Iowa.
Right.
So he's quite the punster, so that one came to him quite easily.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, no, it was a good puzzle. But and I mean, it had a lot of kind of cryptic clues that, you know, maybe wouldn't make you think, like, especially 50 down, things of use to note takers. It was ATMs.
Right, so, that was good.
Yeah, uh-huh. And I think it had several of those, but no, still we were able to get through it pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I did not know what the word mensch meant. I always thought it was an insult.
No, it's like a good guy.
Yeah, exactly. As they say here, he's a mensch, stand-up guy.
Right.
So yeah. A person of integrity.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But for some reason, I guess I'd heard the phrase, what a mensch. But that, I mean, depending on how you look at that, that either sounds like a compliment or an insult,
uh-huh.
but it's supposed to be a compliment.
Yes, yeah.
So I simply did not have that word correctly installed in my vocabulary.
Uh-huh.
I thought the best clue was 33 across.
Oh, me too.
Ecocentric college class, informally, uh-huh. Italian lit.
Yes.
A reference to Umberto Eco.
Eco, yeah.
It's just like, wow.
Uh-huh.
Because, of course, I was thinking, oh, it's got something to do with ecology.
Yeah,
and,
uh-huh.
And
we even thought, well, maybe it's economics. But no, it was Umberto Eco.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There were a few places where I had to guess. 28 down, ophthalmologists call it a hordolum, a hortolome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to have to be one of those, oh, that's how you pronounce it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Segments.
Hordolum.
I think H-O-R-D-E is probably, I'm guessing it's hord, and olum is just olum, so hordolum. I'm not sure if you have to pronounce that E in there. Mm-hmm. Anyways. The answer was sty.
Right.
And I was able to get that because 26 across, diehard enthusiasts and then some. So I knew that ended in an S. So I had a four-letter word starting with an S, and ophthalmologists were involved. So I figured sty, S-T-Y-E.
Oh, whenever it's anything with ophthalmologists, it's almost always sty.
Mm-hmm. but then sty ran into 40 across, J.M. Barrie Boatswain. I'm like, didn't they write Peter Pan?
Yes.
And so I decided it was Smee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that one right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wish they could have Smee and Shmoo and Shmo in one crossword. That would be great. Jeff Chen, are you listening? Probably reject that immediately.
Uh-huh.
26 down. People of Unalaska. Aleuts.
Aleuts.
I'm like, really? Un-Alaska?
Yeah, I've never heard of that. Un-Alaska.
No, it's apparently where Alaska isn't.
Aleuts, I mean, that's Aleutian, you know, that I don't think of that as being up by Alaska, the Aleutian Islands.
Well, it's not Alaska. It's Unalaska.
I know, but
that's where
that might have to be a fun fact. Where is Unalaska?
I think, by definition, Unalaska is everywhere Alaska isn't. We're in Unalaska right now.
I guess we are.
I think. That's going to be my argument anyway.
Mm-hmm.
23 down, policy at some bars and eating establishment. So I immediately went for no pets.
Oh.
Because I had the word.
For no kids.
I went for no kids. And then I went for the correct answer, no tips.
No tips. I don't know of too many bars around here or restaurants that have that as a policy.
Well, I would think, I mean, certainly some bar, maybe the thing was some bars aren't going to say no kids. All bars are going to say no kids, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no tips.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of unusual.
I liked how they had one across was shoot, and the answer was gosh darn it.
Uh-huh.
And then they had eight down, which was coming out of one across,
mm-hmm.
shoot, mm-hmm. and it was nuts.
Nuts, yes.
So that was good. I didn't know, but was able to sort of guess. 1996 horror classic, originally titled Scary Movie.
Uh-huh.
And the answer was Scream.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I liked how right beneath that they had 21 across, yikes.
Uh-huh.
And the answer was eek.
Eek, yeah.
That was
appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see, 54 down, code components or laws.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was thinking of something to do with programming.
Oh, yeah. No, it was laws.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That crossed with 56 across, which I thought was funny. Here to locals, these parts.
Yes.
So
here and these parts.
I've heard that growing up
mm-hmm.
in small town America. These parts, yeah.
When you were growing up, did you know 57 down, Cookie Monster's real name, Sid?
No, I did not. I did not know that he had a real name.
Too bad it wasn't Oreo.
Yeah. Probably couldn't name him Oreo.
Mm-hmm. If they were willing to pay, would have been a great advertisement.
Chip would have been good, like as in chocolate.
Oh, nice, nice. Yes, very good. One down was Kids Game Cry. And I was like, first I thought Uno, because we've had Uno not too long ago. Then I thought Tag Me. Then I thought I'm Out. Uh-huh. I wasn't even close. It was Goose.
We put Not It.
Oh, that makes more sense than mine.
Uh-huh. But no, it was Goose.
Mm-hmm.
That Goose.
Yeah, it took me a while to get that corner going. In fact, that was where I ended up because I was having trouble there. Like, for instance, the only one I knew there for sure was five down. They're just above C's, and the answer was D-flats.
D-flats, yes.
So, uh-huh. And that was almost a gimme.
Uh-huh.
Because they use that, you know, C's, and it's just like probably a note. And, you know, what does it mean to be above a C? It's suggesting it's a note.
Uh-huh. Right.
Four down, the word at the center of Rhode Island's flag, hope.
Hope, yes.
As in hope you stay here?
I don't know.
Did you know that?
No, of course not.
Well, I don't
Why
know.
Why would I know that? I have never really lived in Rhode Island, or I've been there once.
But what if there's a word at the center of the Wisconsin flag? Say cheese. I realize that's
go
too...
Go back.
I realize... go. That's right. Aaron Rodgers for president. Or Bergstrom's.
Uh-huh.
For those of you who do not know, and that's probably almost all of you listening to this podcast, we have a local auto dealership, which is quite prevalent in these parts,
yep.
called Bergstrom's.
Yes.
Highly recommended, by the way. And no, this is not product placement. We are not getting paid to say that.
Uh-huh.
11 down, bit of casino restaurant fare. Baked clam.
Uh-huh.
Is that because clam is money? Is that was what that
I,
was
I think
about?
So. I think so, because that ended with a question mark. So
right.
Yeah, kind of making a little play on words there.
I didn't know enough about gambling or restaurants to be able to sort of bring that all together. But so, all right. Well, I think, one last, two down. Unit of measure that has a shared etymology with inch. ounce.
Yes.
I was like, you know, and I was, when I was stuck there, just like, I'm just going to go through all the units of measure, but I was thinking of distance, you know, and all I could think of was meter.
Uh-huh.
Just like, what's a meter got to do with an inch?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I thought furlong doesn't fit and light year doesn't fit and parsec doesn't fit, mm-hmm. but it was ounce.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I guess it sort of looks, I mean, it's got the N and the C like inch.
Uh-huh.
And it's got the UNC, so I can, and if you take that E of ounce and rotate it sideways, it almost becomes unch.
An inch.
An unch. An unch.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yep.
All right. Well, I think that's it for the crossword, but it is Saturday. Time for Jam Katwa. That is the Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award, where we go back through the week's crosswords, identify what we consider to be the very best, and present the award to the person who created it, or at least we try to. So, you want to talk about the winner for today?
Well, it was a tough week to pick a winner. Mm-hmm. I actually had three that were my favorites, mm-hmm. which is like half the week almost.
Right.
But no, we decided to give it to Monday, January 2nd.
Yay.
The puzzle by Seth Bison Hirsch.
Mm-hmm.
And we liked it because it made us laugh.
Yes.
Just had a very sly theme here that had a number of two-letter or two-word answers, and in each one of the words was a B and a U. So you had B-U in there twice, and the revealer clue was 50 Across, classic song about a soulmate, which was, it had two B-U's. So anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Very clever, very funny, and, you know, just kind of a nice way to start the work week.
Yes, with a smile on our lips.
With a funny crossword puzzle. Mm-hmm. So,
yep.
So, congratulations, Seth.
Yep. And if you are so inclined, drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com, and we'll have your award winging its way towards you in no time.
Yes.
That is it for...
It's not really an award.
Oh, yeah.
We can't really award you.
Yes,
anything.
We can.
We don't really have that authority.
We already have awarded them. They won Jam Katwa.
Yes, but
it's not like recognized. It's not like an ABET accredited award.
No, okay,
the United Nations does not recognize it, but it's uh-huh. still an award.
Uh-huh. But we will send you a present.
Yes, yes, indeed, mm-hmm. some wonderful swag. So, all right. Well, that's it for today.
Yeah.
The Sunday crossword's out. So hopefully, listeners, you'll have at it. We plan to do the same and talk about that tomorrow.
Bye-bye.